So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. By Lesha Shenichnas Elair, if plundering troops entered a city, it depends on the situation. Bishas Shalom, Chavias Pesuchas, Asuris, Asumais, Mutaris. During peacetime, open barrels of wine are forbidden, and closed barrels are permitted. Bishas Melchama, Eleva Ele Mutaris, Lefesha Ein Penai Lenasech. During wartime, all barrels are permitted, even the open ones, because they would not take the time during war to be Menasech the wine. The Gemara cites a contradictory Mishnah. If a city was besieged and conquered, all wives of Kahanim are forbidden to their husbands, because they become forbidden even ba'inus, even if coerced, and we suspect that the soldiers defiled them even during wartime. The Gemara answers, "Lenasech in penai, livel yesh penai." They would not take the time to be menasech the wine, but they would make time for the far greater desire for arayas. Zok the Mishnah, "Ho'umnan Yisrael shashoch lam oivik achav mechabe shal yai nesach b'scharan." If a non-Jew sends a barrel of Yain Nesach to his Jewish workers as their wages, and they don't want to accept it since it's Asabana, Mutra Loimer Ten Lonu Es Demau, they're permitted to ask for its value instead. However, Mishan Nichnas El Rishusan Asar, once the Jews accepted it and acquired the Yain Nesach, they cannot exchange it for money. Similarly, Amr Behuda Mirab, Mutra Loim Loimer Levi Kuchavim Tseva Hafiz Alay Manas HaMelech. It's permitted for a Jew to ask a non-Jew to give some of his wine as taxes for him, and he will reimburse him, even though the non-Jew will give Yain Nesach, because as Rashi explains, Kiven dahava matzi l'sluke l'shlicha d'malka bezuzi, ki yov le'akum Yain Nesach lav shlucha d'Yisraelhu. Since the non-Jew could have paid with money instead, he did not give the wine specifically on behalf of the Jew, and so the Jew did not benefit from the Yain Nesach. The Gemara cites a contradictory b'raisa. Al yoymer adam lo'ibi kuchavim ul tachti lo'itzer. It's forbidden for a Jew to say to a non-Jew, pay the ruler in my place, if he will pay with the Yain Nesach, because as Rashi explains, Kivin da'amale ul tachti mashma hava bimkaimi. V'chol mai di'yov le'ev kechavim, hava kilu yov v'yisrael da'ho bimkaimahu. The non-Jew paid on behalf of the Jew, and so the Jew does benefit from the Yain Nesach. The Gemara answers that Rav's ruling is comparable to the end of the Braisa. Avol oimer lo'i maltenim in ha'oitzer. But it's permitted for a Jew to say to the non-Jew, save me from the ruler, because as Rashi explains, the efshel l'sluki bezuzi, hilkach l'meisub l'chamer lav shluchihu. In this case, he merely asked him for help, but did not appoint him in his place. Zok the Mishnah, moicher yenu lo'ibik ha'chavim. Someone sells wine to a non-Jew. Pasak atchalei madad dam of mutarin. Madad atchalei pasak dam of asurin. And the Gemara explains, Pasak samcha daite. They first agree to a price. They're both truly committed to the sale, and the sale is completed when the non-Jew subsequently measures out the wine, which is before it becomes Yain Nesach, when the non-Jew touches the wine later. Therefore, the Jew may benefit from the money because the money is not proceeds of Yain Nesach. However, le pasak le samcha daite. If they did not agree to a price yet, they're truly not committed to the sale, and the sale is not completed when the non-Jew measures out the wine. Therefore, when the non-Jew touches the wine later, it becomes Yain Nesach, while still belonging to the Jew, and when they finally agree to a price, it is then that the sale is completed when it's already Yain Nesach. Therefore, the Jew may not benefit from the money, because it is proceeds of Yain Nesach. Now, the Gemara explains how the non-Jew acquires the wine. There's a machlekes in Masechet Bava Metzi, whether a non-Jew can acquire movable items with Meshicha by physically moving the object. The Gemara refers from our Mishnah that Meshicha may be Kechavim Kaina, as it seems from the Mishnah that he acquires the wine when he measures it. However, since this is a machlekes, the Gemara explains that according to the opinion that Meshicha bei Kechavim ena kaina, we can explain the Mishnah de aktim lei dinner. The non-Jew paid for the wine in advance. However, he only acquires the wine when they agree to a price and he measures it out. The Gemara now cites several proofs whether Meshicha bei Kechavim kaina. Hani parsoi mishadri paradoshni lahadodi v'loi hadribuhu. The Persians send gifts to each other and never retract, apparently because they acquired it with Meshicha. The Gemara rejects this proof. It's beneath their dignity to back out, even though it is permitted. Rav instructed Jewish wine merchants, when you sell wine to non-Jews, make sure that you take the money from them before measuring out the wine. And if they don't have money available, lend them the money for the sale and then take it as payment. Because otherwise the wine would become Yain Nesach while owned by the Jew and the money would be proceeds of Yain Nesach and forbidden. The Gemara asks, the non-Jew should acquire the wine as soon as he does Meshicha, but it would not become forbidden until he touches it. Why would the money be forbidden? Clearly, Meshicha bei Kechavim ain't a kaina, a non-Jew cannot acquire with Meshicha. The Gemara answers, Kokayel v'rami lamona doiv kechavim. We're going to ikka akvaz yayin apumi dekaznusa, dekama kama insechlei. He's pouring into the non-Jew's utensil, which has some of his old wine on its mouth. Therefore, as soon as the wine is poured, it becomes forbidden as Yain Nesach, even before he does Meshicha. If someone purchased silver scrap from a non-Jew and found an idol among them, if he took the scrap before paying for it, he can return the idol because he did not acquire it yet. But if he took the scrap after paying for it, he cannot return it because he already acquired it and he must get rid of it without benefiting from it. Clearly, Meshicha b'Oyvei Kechavim ain't a kaina. A non-Jew cannot acquire with Meshicha alone. The Gemara answers, Reisha v'Seifa Mekach Tois. Whether he paid or not, the sale was made in error and he should be able to return it. However, Reisha d'Loyav Zuzi le Mischazik Avodes Kechavim Miyad Yisrael. Seifa d'Yav Zuzi Mischazik Avodes Kechavim Miyad Yisrael. As Rashi explains, L'chi Hadur Shokol Zuzi Mechzi Kaman Demazim L'Avodes Kechavim. When the Jew returns the idol and accepts the refund, it appears like he's selling the idol to the non-Jew and accepting payment for it. Therefore, in the first case, where he may return the idol because since he did not pay yet and therefore gets no money in return, it does not seem as though the Jew owned it and sold it to the non-Jew. In the second case, where he may not return the idol because since he already paid and therefore gets money in return, it does seem as though the Jew owned it and sold it to the non-Jew. Yechonon ruled ben noyach nerug al pachas meshavah pruta v'leinitin lihishavan. A non-Jew is liable for the death penalty for violating any of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach, including stealing less than a shavah pruta, but he does not return it. Apparently, meshicha b'evi kachavim kaina, and so he's liable for stealing since he performed meshicha. The Gemara answers mishum ditzari li Yisrael. He did not perform a valid kinyan since he did not pay. Nonetheless, he is held accountable for causing distress to a Jew. However, the Gemara cites the rest of this Rabbi Yechonon's ruling. If another non-Jew steals it from the first thief, also a non-Jew, he is also liable. In this case, the second thief did not cause distress to the Jew. Therefore, this proves conclusively that Meshicha b'Oyvei Kechavim kaina.